This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. The Utah Department of Public Safety has released video and four more images of the shooter still at large who tragically took political influencer Charlie Kirk's life Wednesday afternoon.
So here you see the suspect ran behind that upper building. He's going to come out on the right, moves to this far right corner. As he does, he's going to climb off the edge and then drop down to the ground. As he did that, he left some palm impressions. There's some smudges, some places we're looking to collect DNA. There's a shoe imprint where we believe the suspect is clearly identified as wearing Converse tennis shoes. Here you see the suspect after dropping off the building. He moved around across this grassy area, around the parking lot. We're going to pan to the right. After he crosses the street, this is where he moves over into the wooded area. This is the video evidence that we utilize to track his movements and to locate that firearm in that wooded area following the discovery of this evidence.
In addition to two grainy surveillance video stills of the suspect climbing a staircase, DPS released images from two other cameras showing the suspect close up, though he is never directly facing the camera. The suspect is wearing a gray Adidas trucker hat, black sunglasses, a long-sleeve black shirt with an American flag and eagle on it, a black backpack, blue jeans, and gray Converse sneakers. The two persons of interest who were later released from custody and cleared of any involvement in the shooting were identified as George Zim and Zachariah Qureshi. Zim was pictured being taken into custody on UVU campus, and many initially believed he was the shooter. Though Zim was separately charged with obstruction of justice, he is not suspected to have been part of the targeted attack on Kirk. Qureshi, 25, is a BYU student pursuing an MBA and a fan of Charlie Kirk. Qureshi traveled to attend the Turning Point USA event and hear Kirk speak. Aside from being in some of the first few rows of the event, Qureshi knew nothing more of the attack and was released from custody after an interrogation. Officers are now protecting Qureshi and his family from threats and harassment since his name was leaked. The real suspect remains at large as inscriptions on the weapon used in the shooting reveal a possible motive. Investigators noted references to transgender and anti-fascist ideology etched into the Mauser 30-caliber bolt-action rifle that was stashed in a towel, a spent casing, and three rounds left in the magazine. This has led officials to classify the attack as a political assassination, a targeted strike against a man known for his fiery rhetoric. The FBI, Utah Department of Public Safety, and local police have received over 7,000 tips since the shooting and are still seeking the tip that will bring the shooter to justice. There is a $100,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and prosecution of the killer. Anyone with information is urged to contact the FBI at 1-800-CALL-FBI or submit digital tips online. More crime and justice news after this. A Minnesota man who previously served 18 months in prison for threatening to kill a federal judge was arrested last week for doing it again, this time in a 236-page manifesto called How to Kill a Federal Judge. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Minnesota, the investigation began on September 5th when staff at the Wayzata Library called law enforcement about a man printing copies of the extensive manifesto. The man, identified as 72-year-old Robert Philip Ivers, had showed the manifesto to library staff. The U.S. Attorney's Office said Ivers also gave library staff a three-page flyer advertising his manifesto before he left the library. The flyer stated that the manifesto is designed to teach extremists on how to plan, train, hunt, stalk, and kill anyone, including judges, their family members, politicians, and more. In a statement, U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson said, "After the past few months, we are not taking chances. When someone threatens our community, we believe them, and we will act swiftly to protect Minnesotans." Last month, two children were killed and 14 children and three adults were wounded in a shooting at Minneapolis Catholic Church. The gunman killed himself. In June, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed, and State Senator John Hoffman and his wife wounded by a man who had a list of dozens of elected officials he intended to target. Vance Boltler, 57, was eventually captured and charged. Officers searched Ivor's vehicle, where they found a photo of Pope Francis with crosshair centered on his head, 20 copies of his spiral-bound How to Kill a Federal Judge, flyers advertising the book, lists of federal judges, a copy of The Anarchist Cookbook, a white foam box containing a toy replica firearm, a box of carbon dioxide cartridges, a container of pellets, and a box of fireworks. Ivers was arrested on September 5th and admitted to showing library staff his book. When a detective asked if he expected his book would scare anybody, he shouted, "It was supposed to." The manifesto discussed the wrongs he believes the federal judicial system did to him, as well as his plans for revenge. He appears fixated on one particular judge, although the manifesto mentions several, who presided over his 2019 trial for threatening to kill another federal judge. Special Agent in Charge Alvin Winston Sr. of FBI Minneapolis said, "Threats of violence directed at federal judges not only undermine the integrity of our legal system, but also pose a grave risk to the principles of justice and democracy." Ivers made an initial appearance in court and was remanded to jail pending a bond hearing. He is charged with threatening to assault and kill a federal judge. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.